Let me ask you about the song that I think is now being released as a single from the album, Don't Dream It's Over.
Yeah, that's the current single, yeah.
It's funny, that seems to be the one, although A World Where You Live, Something So Strong, and Mean to Me were on the EP.
Yeah.
And all of those sounded incredibly immediate to me. Don't Dream It's Over is one that really seems to do it for everyone. Any ideas why?
Well, I can only sort of assume that it's because it's one of those songs that I wrote very quickly. I think I wrote the whole thing in about half an hour, words and music, and that often is a very good sign for me. Generally tends to hang together very cohesively when they come quickly. So apart from that, I think there's an emotion expressed in that song that everybody can relate to some degree. Apart from that, I guess it's just got a hooky chorus. It's always a bit of a mystery to me which ones people latch onto, and beyond what I've just said, I couldn't offer any more sensible explanation.
It's interesting that there seems to be a fair amount of restraint in the arrangement,
yeah.
which is not something you find. Most ballads these days tend to be, you know, almost over the top in the way things are put together and layered and sweetened.
Yeah.
But this one holds back a little bit.
Well, I think that's credit to Mitchell Froom, our producer. He's a man who enjoys subtlety, and he plays the Hammond organ on that song too, actually. And he's just a guy. I mean, less is more was kind of a rule that we did operate under during the album, and I think it's good. I mean, I personally find a lot of, as you were saying, a lot of ballads to be far, you know, really overblown and a little almost melodramatic. And I would prefer a song that's got a bit more restraint myself.
Can I torture you with another Beatles reference I seem to have found in this one?
Yeah, go on.
It sounds it's not that it sounds like it, but it's an echo, or I hear a resonance in it of something like Across the Universe. I wondered if maybe Catch the Deluge in a Paper Cup, if while you were writing that, something like Across the Universe was going through your head. It has that very dreamy melodic line, and
Across the Universe is a totally great song, so it's quite flattering to think that it would remind you of it in a way, but it wasn't a conscious thing. I think when I wrote the Paper Cup line, it may have occurred to me just for a moment, but it didn't seem to be too blatant a reference, and it wasn't a deliberate one anyway. So, I mean, he doesn't own the, you know, John didn't own the word.
No, not at all. No, it's...
I mean, that's flattering. I mean, I grew up, that was the first band I ever loved, so if there's Beatles references that are obvious in there, then so be it, you know. I mean, if you're gonna remind somebody of somebody, you know... it may as well be somebody brilliant.
Absolutely. And once again, we're talking about something that's refracted. It's not like a lift or an aping of it at all. It's
an important choice of word there.
A little bent, but nonetheless recognizable.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to a song like Love You Till the Day I Die,
and
there's another one on the other side, too. Let me look at my notes here. That's What I Call Love.
Yeah.
It sounds, those are the two, I guess, that sound to me most like the old Split Enz songs.
Yeah.
Almost as a kind of, I may be as eccentric as anybody you'll ever meet. Nevertheless, I love you, and that ought to be enough for now.
Yeah. Well, I think Love You Till the Day I Die in particular was one that we had a lot of fun putting down on record because it's kind of extreme arrangement on there. And it's about making outrageous commitments. And it's, you know, walking the fine line between being a totally honest person and having the potential to destroy a relationship by being too honest.
That's a very fine line.
Yeah, it is an extremely fine line. So that's the song's, it's got a desperate edge to it because of that, the lyrical content, really.
Yeah, and there seems to be almost an emphasis on the role will plays in the whole thing. You're just going to do it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, to hell with any kind of... It's the bound up in the line, know the answer before you know the question.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just got to have faith, you know.
Take the leap.
Yep, take the leap, come what may.
Speaking of taking leaps, there seems to be maybe a couple of songs on the second side that are very concerned with that. One, I see, has a copyright date of 1984. That's I Walk Away.
Yeah.
Part of that walking away from Split Enz?
Yeah, well, it was. Actually, that song was originally recorded on a record that Split Enz put out just as we were breaking up, and I don't even think it was released over here. And I wanted to re-record it because I wasn't very happy with the original version. But it is, yeah, it deals very specifically with the feeling that I had when I was leaving Split Enz. It was like leaving a bloody marriage or something. It was ridiculous, you know. You've been with a bunch of people for 8 years, and it's there's so many emotions come into play when you think about breaking something up like that. There's all the personal side of it that's very hard to withdraw yourself from.
Well, and there's always part of yourself that's getting broken up too.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And that was, even though musically I knew it was the right thing to do, we were a very close band, so it was quite an emotional time, really.
Are you keeping in touch with Tim?
Sure, yeah. Well, we've seen each other just recently in Melbourne, and he was down there for a while. We speak to each other almost every week on the phone. We've kept very close.
On the album, when you finish with I Walk Away, it seems as if, and I don't know, I know the Eagles used to have a reputation for doing this, you timed the blank space in the grooves almost to the second. As I Walk Away decays almost completely out, Tombstone comes in.
Yeah.
Is that deliberate?
Well, the timing of spaces between songs is something you actually do spend, an afternoon on, as it were, but I don't think we were particularly contrived about, I think some of them, you have happy accidents as far as timing goes. You just, in hindsight, seems to be a great gap. It's funny, actually, it's the first time I've ever been asked about the gaps between songs. Congratulations, Gardner.
I get the first prize twice in one afternoon.
You're a true original.
Maybe I should form a band.
Yeah.